Chapter 26, Spreading the News. Truly well, even if I did still have some work to do as far as the hardware side of things went. A few days after moving to outpatient rehab, I called Evan IV at school. He mentioned that he was working on a paper in one of his neuroscience courses. I volunteered to help, but soon regretted doing so. It was much harder for me to focus on the subject than I had expected, and terminology I thought I had fully back suddenly refused to come to my mind. I realized with a shock just how far I still had to go. But bit by bit, that part came back too. I'd wake up one day and find myself in possession of whole continents of scientific and medical knowledge that the day before I had been without. It was one of the strangest aspects of my experience, opening my eyes in the morning with even more of the nuts and bolts of a whole lifetime of education and experience at work again. While my neuroscientist knowledge crept back slowly and timidly, my memories of what had happened during that week out of my body loomed in my memory with astonishing boldness and clarity. What had happened outside the earthly realm had everything to do with the wild happiness I'd awakened with and the bliss that continued to stick with me. I was deliriously happy because I was back with the people I loved, but I was also happy because, to state the matter as plainly as I can, I understood for the first time who I really was and what kind of a world we inhabit. I was wildly and naively eager to share these experiences, especially with my fellow doctors. After all, what I'd undergone altered my long-held beliefs of what the brain is, what consciousness is, even what life itself means and doesn't mean. Who wouldn't be anxious to hear of my discoveries? Quite a few people, as it turned out, most especially people with medical degrees. Make no mistake, my doctors were very happy for me. "That's wonderful, Evan," they would say, echoing my response to countless patients of my own who, in the past, had tried to tell me about otherworldly experiences they'd undergone during surgery. "You are very sick. Your brain was soaking in pus. We can't believe you're even here to talk about it. You know yourself what the brain can come up with when it's that far gone." In short, they couldn't wrap their minds around what I was so desperately trying to share. But then, how could I blame them? After all, I certainly wouldn't have understood it either, before.